Saturday, February 27th, and this is Ryan.
And I'm Nick.
So, kind of small little break.
Been a while.
Yeah, it's been a while. About a month or maybe two. But, you know, we're back. We're here. We're going to bring you some good content, lots of good information, news, fun talk and discussion about comic books and science fiction stuff, movies, nerd things, you know?
So, all of the good stuff.
All the good stuff. Well, of course, usually, start with comics. We'll go into a little bit of what I've read recently, and then Nick, if you want, go into some of the stuff you've read.
Okay.
We'll go on from there. So for me, read this week, Justice League, issue number 48, Darkseid War, part 8. 48, for those of you who are DC fans, are probably thinking, hey, this is January's issue. What are you talking about? Sadly enough, no. For whatever reason, January had no Justice League. It was a little weird. And they just...
Did they forget about it?
I would not think that they forgot about it. It's their flagship book. It's their main thing.
Apparently it's not.
I would assume it's something with the writer or the artist or some colorist or something like that that maybe couldn't meet the deadline. But yeah, unfortunately, yeah, there was no Justice League in January. Which I was a bit sad because I really loved where the Darkseid War Part 7, where that ended, where the team decided, hey, we have to go for the worst case scenario and we have to try to trust the Earth 3 Injustice Society, I believe is what they're called. Essentially Ultraman, Superwoman, the evil counterparts of them. So this issue, from 48, they break them out of prison that they were kept in and trying to trust them, but it's still Owlman, Ultraman, all them, and they shouldn't be trusted. I really don't think so. I would assume that, hey, these are the Justice League. Granted, they're having to go up against the Anti-Monitor, who just killed off Darkseid, and they all got powers and stuff like that. Darkseid War has been really good. A lot of stuff's going on, so I'd highly suggest checking it out, because it's a lot to go over, even in one podcast, if not two or three.
So it's still going on.
Yeah, still going on. I believe next month or the month after that, so either March or April will be the tying up of it, just in time for DC Rebirth. Yeah, great issue. Highly suggest to read it. There's some betrayal, there's some huge last second forthcomings. Highly suggest it. Lex Luthor, spoiler alert, Lex Luthor's in it, and we haven't seen him for a while, and there's a reason why, but he's back, and you'll see in issue 48 where he's been. And another one would be, for me at least, needing a chance to read 49, but I did read Superman 48. It was last month's, but I got sidetracked on the Superman storyline. I've actually been catching up on them from issue 44, I think it was, 45? All the way up until 48 now. It's a great storyline. I don't know if they had like one. Yeah, I think it's like Lies, Injustice, and Betrayal, I think it is. But it was essentially like Truth, Justice, that kind of stuff. But they flipped because Superman, Clark Kent, his secret identity was exposed to everybody.
Right.
And then on top of that, you know, it was an evil villain guy, and he actually drained Superman's powers immensely. So he could like have some super strength. He was a little bit invulnerable, like he was a little bit tough, and he could do like his super jump thing. He couldn't fly, you know, with heat vision, and everybody knew who he was. People are attacking Jimmy Olsen and Lois. People are close to him.
Isn't Lois the one that spilt the beans?
Yes.
She deserves to get beat up.
Well, it's hard to say exactly, because within the storyline, if you want to read it yourself, just skip past this for a while. But spoilers aplenty. But what happened was, because I saw that as well, and it was very blatant that she was the one who exposed him.
Yeah.
But it was for his own good, and which I didn't think that as well. I thought it was like for her own scoop or whatever. Like she wanted to do it because it was like a big thing, you know, to bust out who's Superman. What? Superman was actually getting trained. This is the part where they were stealing his power, and they were holding him against his will, saying, hey, unless you do this, unless you stay here and let us take your power so that they can reuse it, we're going to expose you. And he's like, he's like, I can't let that happen to Lois and Jimmy and, you know, all his other friends and stuff like that. So she saw him struggling and like, you know, about to die essentially. And she went ahead and just put it everywhere, exposed him. And of course, then he had no reason to be held. So he broke out, stopped them.
Gotcha. See, it makes more sense now because we discussed before, I'm not a big DC fan. Yeah. However, I thought she knew in the comic books, I thought she knew that Clark Kent and Superman were the same.
Not recently. Since the reboot, they took that information, like,
Which reboot?
That memory.
I can't keep up.
New 52. The only one reboot that DC has done.
I don't know about that.
But yeah, so it was, I think it was 41 or 42. She found out, and then she went ahead and exposed him a few issues after that. She went ahead and told the whole world about it. So, but yeah, she found out on her own, I guess, you know, the New 52 reboot. They got rid of that information for her, you know, she didn't know anymore. Because it was going to be a better storytelling, rather than, oh, she knew the whole time, or she knew at this point, rather than let's see the journey and the consequences of her finding out. Catching up on those a lot.
You get over a cold, aren't you?
Yes, yes, I am. Uh-huh. Yeah, I've been catching up on those for a while. And then Superman 48 came out last month, and I don't know if it's because of DC Legend of Tomorrow, which has been a huge hit, they're actually tying in Vandal Savage in this in these issues a lot. I think he's like the big villain right now for Superman.
Yeah, it's all that where Wonder Woman and Superman are fighting his twins. They catch up on that. There's a big battle.
Yeah. It was either that or his kids or something. Okay. I'm starting to catch up on it.
No, spoiler. Spoiler for Ryan.
Yes, yeah.
Anyway, what else you got?
More of an indie comic, but Snowfall, huge issue that came out last week, and it's been talked about for a while. I believe it's an Image Comics thing, and a lot of people are want to check it out. And it's the idea of, you know, world's gone to crap, post-apocalyptic kind of stuff, and I guess there are people that have been able to use the weather as a weapon, because even though it's called Snowfall, there's no more snow. I don't know, but I guess it's a weapon kind of thing. And there's like this huge organization that is in there as well, controlling everything, and really, really cool. If you like post-apocalyptic storylines, definitely check out Snowfall, and I think it's gonna be a huge hit in the coming months as well. So if you want to kind of speculate on that, maybe grab a few issues and see if issue number one spikes up in price because of that. I know some people like to do that.
Yeah, I've done that a couple times. I'll buy one to read and one to save. I always kind of laughed at it. I heard people doing that. Mm-hmm. I always kind of chuckle to myself, like, yeah, it's just a total waste of money. And if you get it and you're careful with it, mm-hmm. most time you read it and put it in the bag, and there it sits for the next forever how long so you can sell your collection.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's about it for you? Or?
Yeah, that's about it for me.
Yeah, this week was kind of slow for me. All new X-Men number 5. I like Marvel, but I'm struggling.
Yeah.
I'm seriously struggling again just to stay with it. The whole Secret Wars, I enjoyed it. Mm. Issue number 9, the final one, was kind of a letdown for me.
Really?
Yeah, I know we're...
Because I know 8 was a letdown.
Yeah, and 9 was to 8. They could have wrapped it up in 8. But they strung it out one more month.
Huh.
And the storyline ended. It was kind of weak.
Yeah.
But...
what all happened?
In short...
yeah.
Reed Richards took over the Power Cosmic.
Okay.
The Beyonder's power. Mm-hmm. And he created all the universes again. All the planets.
Okay.
So him and Sue and the kids stayed on this planet that Doom had created. And he's basically recreating the universe.
Hmm.
Or universes.
Okay.
One universe at a time.
Okay.
So they'll be tied up for a while.
Okay.
That was Marvel's way of not having the Fantastic Four come back in their own comic book, because there's a whole issue with licensing and so forth. I'm not even get into it.
Yeah.
But that's this way they can stop their main comic book storyline, or their main title, Fantastic Four. Mm-hmm. And we know what Reed Richards and Sue and their kids are doing. So they're creating universes. It's just kind of disappointing. But another disappointment, all new X-Men number 5. It's the teen X-Men are fighting the Blob. I just was not impressed.
It's like a classic thing, just a regular old X-Men comic book. I've seen that a lot, and you know, whenever growing up, check out a few issues here and there, and you know, there's occasionally I fight the Blob and Toad would be jumping around here and there, and that happened way too much almost.
Yeah, well, apparently it started in another book, and the Blob, he just wants to be left alone. He's trying to get something to eat.
Really?
And these pesky teenagers start harassing him.
That's mean.
Yeah, and that's the way they twist it. It's like, the Blob's like, he's pissed. Leave me alone. I just want to get some food. Why are you messing with me? I was just disappointed. I'm pretty much going to stop with the X titles. Between the Uncanny X-Men, All New X-Men, Amazing X-Men.
Yeah, that's a lot of them.
They're all getting out of hand, and I'm getting disappointed. So I'll probably stop and getting some of those titles pretty soon. Mm-hmm. Unless they suddenly make a change. What I did enjoy, though, was, you know, I enjoy the show on Comedy Central. I think it's Comedy Central. Rick and Morty?
Cartoon Network, I think.
Cartoon Network, yeah.
Yeah.
I love that. I set up my DVR, so it records automatically. I love that show.
Really?
So they have a comic book out.
Okay.
Yeah, every once in a while, I pick one up. And issue number 11, Rick and Morty go to a planet that has a simulation of a high school.
Okay.
And Rick just screwing with Morty. trying to get Morty to do what he wants him to do, and he kills him off, and Rick or Morty has to start over again at the high school, and it's just, it goes on, and of course Rick's just being Rick. But it's a fun issue.
Yeah,
that's it for my comic books. Like I said, the X-Men, I didn't really see anything I wanted. I enjoy the Amazing Spider-Man, so I'm in between issues right now.
Check out Spider-Man number 1 with Miles Morales.
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah, I read it, and it was because I prefer him over Spider-Man, you know, rather than Peter Parker. And I checked it out, and it was good up until the last few pages or so when he's fighting Blackheart. And I was like, really? Like, you're going to have Spider-Man, this tech, you know, based superhero, you know, it's a mutant and whatnot, go up against, was it Mephisto's son? Like, I don't know. There was a storyline back when Peter Parker was Spider-Man as well. I think he's back into it as you know, an Amazing Spider-Man. But back in 2005, maybe 2007, give or take, he was going against Mephisto a lot, and there was a lot of stuff going on with, like, devil and demon stuff, and it's like, it just seems so strange to have Spider-Man, and he's, like, going against, making a deal with Mephisto, and I don't know, I just didn't like it. Spider-Man, the same one kind of stuff going on. So I'll probably give it a couple more issues, and then we'll see if they stay on it. It didn't look like the way it ended. It didn't look like he was going to be a big issue in these next few, you know, comics. But we'll see what happens. I'm not really for Mephisto and his kind and his peoples.
Well, you
mess with Spider-Man.
You mentioned Mephisto, which kind of will segue into TV shows.
Uh-huh.
The TV show Lucifer.
Okay.
Have you been able to catch any episodes of it?
I have not, no.
It's not been bad. It's very adult.
Okay.
The main story is Lucifer was tired of being in hell, ruling hell, and he decided to take a break for a while. So him and one of his lead demons are set up camp in Los Angeles, of all places.
Yeah.
The city of Lost Angels.
Yeah.
And he runs a club, and she's the head bartender, and he's just living life, enjoying life. He's a real ladies' man.
Mm-hmm.
He can get people to do what he wants to do. And he's recently been trying to seek justice for people, for the people that have been harmed.
Okay.
And it's kind of, he doesn't understand why he's starting to feel some humanity. And his head demon, I forget what her name is. I want to say it's Zax, but I don't think it's Zax. She doesn't understand what's going on with him. She wants to go back to hell. She was his lead torturer, I think that's what he called her.
Okay.
Head torture, and she's ready to go back. There's another angel, I'm assuming it's an angel, who's trying to get Lucifer to go back to hell, and I don't know if this is a good angel or a bad angel, but he doesn't seem very nice. And Lucifer's teamed up with this cop, and he helps her fight crime.
Okay.
So yeah, it's not bad. It's got some adult situations to it, but it's not bad. And you mentioned Legends of Tomorrow.
Yeah.
For somebody who doesn't like DC that much, I'm enjoying it.
Awesome.
I guess because the whole time travel thing.
Yeah.
But it makes you see where really they're going to go with it.
Yeah, it's been really cool to see just the timeline stuff going on and them jumping around and stuff. I've been loving it as well, of course. It's almost like, it's not exactly, but it's almost like a Justice League kind of show. And I love the crossover episodes that they do. And now here, they're just, it's not as a big deal if they have some characters cross over into, you know, Flash or Arrow or, you know, DC Legend of Tomorrow. Because, like, this week, they had the Flash, and they had Diggle and his wife come into the Flash episode, you know. And it wasn't like, it didn't have to be like this huge, big thing. It was like, nope, we'll have them in here, and we'll have you guys over here. And I really love the universe that they built. And how it's you know, it's interconnected really well. Love all three shows.
Yeah, and the Arrow, the most recent episode, he brought in Vixen.
Yeah.
And if she's been in the episodes before of Arrow, I've missed it. I don't remember it because he referred to, he's teamed up with her before.
Mm-hmm.
So has she been on the show before?
Not on Arrow. Not in the live action stuff.
Okay.
They actually have the thing online, which is strictly online, called CW Seed, and they actually had a Vixen season on there.
Okay, yeah, because they advertised it.
Yeah.
They advertised that in this episode, and they were showing the cartoon.
Yeah.
Of her, and I thought, oh, that's cool. I didn't even know they had that.
Yeah.
So it was an online thing.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's all animated. Same voice actors. To my belief, it's the same actress played Vixen, both animated and the live action. But, yeah, my wife and I, we watched Vixen. I think we watched the first two episodes, And really liked him a lot. She loves the character, you know, strong female character and cool magic powers and stuff like that. So, but yeah, in the first episode, there's actually Flash and Arrow are both trying to, like, stop her. Because I guess something happened and there's big miscommunication. So Flash is running around on buildings and trying to grab her and stop her and slow her down. And she's, you know, being like a cheetah or, because she has this totem necklace for those who don't know anything about her. She has a necklace she inherited from her family, and it allows her to tap into the animal life force.
Spirits.
Of different kinds of animals. So, like, an ape, or, I believe, like, a chimpanzee, cheetahs, etc., etc.
Gorillas, birds, she can walk, she can
fly. Yeah, she can fly, yeah. It was really cool to see that. Because I don't think we've seen, like, the Atom, but we haven't seen anyone fly like her without a suit or something like that. So, but yeah, really cool character. If you haven't checked it out, CW Seed, it's online. They have first season, I believe, 8-9 issues, episodes, maybe even 10. Yeah, it's definitely good. Something to check out for sure.
Do you watch the Supergirl on CBS?
I do. I am one episode behind now. Yeah, because they took a break for the Grammys, I think it was.
Okay.
But yeah, I watch it, and my wife really loves it. It's probably her favorite show.
I've noticed that there's a big difference between, obviously, CW and CBS. I've noticed that the Supergirl show seems to be a lot more lighthearted.
Yeah.
It's not so dark and depressing and, you know, this overwhelming, I got the world on my shoulders.
Yeah.
Whereas Supergirl, she's more lighthearted and friendly, and she goes through her trouble. I kind of like it. I'm not... Yeah. If it went off the air, I'd be okay.
Yeah. Shay would be my wife. I'm really upset.
I'm not dedicated to it every week.
Yeah.
I do have two sitting in my DVR to watch, two episodes to watch. Yeah, it's one of those I could take or leave.
Yeah. Maybe. From what I can tell, it's like Arrow is the full dark side, essentially. The dark, you know, part of
being a hero, the dark side of being a
hero. Yeah, yeah. In the CW universe that they're building. And then Supergirl seems to be on the opposite side of the spectrum. And Flash is kind of in the middle. Maybe DC Legends of Tomorrow's in the middle as well. Because I didn't know this, but actually CW Warner Brothers actually owns CBS.
I was wondering about that. I thought one of them owned somebody. I wasn't sure who it was. Yeah. Okay.
That's how they're going to do the crossover episode with the Flash here in 2 or 3 weeks, I think it is.
On
CBS.
On Supergirl?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. You didn't know that?
No.
Oh, my goodness.
Spoiler for Nick.
Yeah. Oh, goodness. Yes. I cool. sure knew about that. Yeah. They're having a crossover.
Well, that's cool. I like when they bring the universes closer together.
Yes. Yeah.
That's cool.
And they talked with Stephen Amell, who plays Oliver Queen / Green Arrow, and he's totally down for it. He wants to do the same thing, crossover episode, and he's really excited for that as well. But yeah, I think 2 or 3 more weeks, we're going to see Flash and Supergirl. There's already, like, set photos and all that good stuff out there.
Really?
Maybe a synopsis as well. So.
Well, that's awesome. Bring the networks together.
Maybe.
That's cool, though.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, it's going to be pretty good to see Supergirl and Flash teamed up. So.
Have you watched any of the X-Files TV shows?
I have not, no. I wanted to because the actor who plays the younger part of Mulder, right? The guy...
The actual actor you're talking about is David Duchovny.
Yeah. Well, I'm talking about the younger guy, Robbie Amell. He's been in Flash and Arrow. He played Firestorm.
Okay.
And he's actually in X-Files as well.
That's who he is. Yeah. Now, what they've done is, I've got an episode I haven't watched yet, so most recent episode is in my DVR. So this is Saturday. I think there's another one coming out this Monday or so. But the one before this, you got Mulder and Scully, the two been in there forever. They brought in a younger team.
Okay. It's not like their kids or nothing.
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
They're no relation. They're just two more FBI agents.
Okay.
And this FBI agent, which is the guy I think you're talking about,
yeah.
the younger one, believes more in the paranormal type stuff. He's got more of an open mind.
Okay.
Whereas his partner, which I forget what her first name is, but her last name is Einstein.
Okay.
And they weren't really making fun of her name. They're like, really? Einstein? So yeah, distant relative. She's more like Dana Scully. She's got a doctrine. She's more straight-laced. Hmm. This is the way it needs to be. You know, you're crazy for thinking outside the box.
Okay.
So they brought them in last episode, and I saw the previews. They're going to be in another episode. So I'm thinking they're kind of bringing in a younger generation to kind of take over for maybe another reboot of X-Files. I don't know.
Yeah, that's to my understanding as well.
They only did 6 episodes for this new season.
That's what I heard. And then somebody, I don't know what they mean by it, but I remember reading an article about it saying that there's more episodes out there. I don't know if that means, like, you know, is it some kind of viral marketing thing? Like, you have to actually, like, track it down somehow. Maybe some puzzles, and then you can unlock the episode. I don't know, you know, what it means. Or just, you know, they have DVD, Blu-ray release, they're going to have some more kind of deleted episodes or whatever, hidden episodes.
Well, it's kind of disappointing a little bit for the first episode, the first of the new series of episodes. They bring back the whole paranormal aliens, alien DNA in everybody. Mm-hmm. Everybody has alien DNA in them.
Hmm.
And I guess in America, and I guess the U.S. government's responsible for it. And so that was the topic for the maybe the first two episodes. And then they've gotten away from it for the last three episodes. They haven't really talked about it.
Really?
So now I think this last couple episodes are going to get back into it. It's some big, big deal. But X-Files, if you like it or you don't, though, I like it. What else we got for TV shows, anything?
TV shows. I would still count Daredevil, part of that.
Daredevil? It's
Netflix. Yeah. Netflix. Speaking of Netflix, Fuller House. It's been released finally. I think it was released yesterday or so. Haven't watched it yet. There are actually some people that binge watched it the second it came out for 13 whatever hours, 12 hours or whatever afterwards. Mm-hmm. It was released in the, like at midnight or whatever.
This new
Fuller House? Yeah, on Netflix.
All of them?
Yeah, yeah. Because Netflix, that's the way Netflix does it. They have 13 episodes, whatever, boom, all done, all at once.
Oh.
Yeah. So they did that with Fuller House. And it's getting mixed reviews. Some people love it, some people hate it. So
my wife was asking me about it. She asked me if we had Netflix. I'm like, no. I want to see Fuller House. I'm like, okay. We have Netflix. I didn't like the show when it was on originally. I'm not a big fan. I don't like the guy, the main guy that played the dad.
Bob Saget.
Yeah, I didn't find him funny. That's just me. So I told her I'd find it online and get it for her so I could do that one of these days.
Yeah.
She'll remind me a couple times.
But moving on to better Netflix shows, Daredevil. If you guys haven't seen it yet, we have it up actually on our Facebook page. The trailer, part one and part two. Highly suggest watching part one first, of course. Because it leads into the beginning of part two of the trailer, and you kind of miss that kind of reveal if you don't do it that way. But, so skip ahead, pause right now, and then come back, because we're talking about the trailer right now.
Yeah, but don't forget to come back.
Yes, don't forget.
Probably your best bet. Just go ahead and finish listening, then check it out, then download the next episode of All Access Nerds.
There we go.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to Daredevil.
Yeah.
I guess I'm going to have to break down. Netflix keeps coming out with good shows like this. I'm going to have to go ahead and break down and get it.
Yeah. It's like, you know, $10 or so, yeah. $9. But yeah, it's going to be exciting. It's going to be good. They actually, in the same kind of universe, this week, they announced the actor for Iron Fist, the Kung Fu guy. He's actually the same actor he was in, I don't know his part in Game of Thrones, but he was in Game of Thrones. If you saw him, you recognize him, you know, just probably check in Iron Fist Netflix, and you'll see the guy, and you'd recognize if you watch Game of Thrones. But yeah, really, really excited for Daredevil, and Iron Fist, I believe. From what I've been told, Iron Fist is going to lead into the Defenders, so that's going to be the full connection of them. I got a friend, Prince. He's huge on it. He loved...
You know Prince?
Yeah,
musician?
I know a Prince.
Oh.
But I know...
Is he from Nigeria?
No, a man named Prince. he loves Iron Fist, at least the run. I think it was about 2009, 2008 maybe or so. And he was ranting and raving about it all the time, about, oh, it's so good, you know, check it out. And it was actually the same time around with Daredevil. I believe it was Mark Waid's run on it. And I need to check him out, especially with this Netflix show coming up. I think I'll probably check him out. But yeah, same here. I never really got into them. They're just, you know, some low, you know, street level kind of guys.
Yeah, B grade heroes, if you're not C grade. But yeah, they serve a purpose.
Yeah.
I was happy to see, I think we talked about this before, the and Jessica Jones, the nurse, mm-hmm. when she made an appearance.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I was looking, I saw her in the hospital. I'm looking at her, I'm like, is she the same character? And then she's helping them as a nurse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When she makes a reference to Jessica, that she's got another friend.
Yeah.
I'm like, yes! Yes, they're tied together. There it is, right there. That's the link.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
It's a small link, but it's something.
Hey, it's a connection.
Yeah.
I wondered if she's supposed to, I was wondering if she's supposed to be what's called the night nurse.
I think so. Yeah. I'm pretty sure. From what I remember hearing about it, yeah, she's supposed to be.
I did pick up, I don't know if I have it in here or not, I did pick up an issue, her first appearance, and I have it here. It was a little expensive. It was kind of surprised me because it was from back in the 70s.
Okay.
And it was her first appearance. And of course, they've had another one of Night Nurse Number One. It was a one-shot special thing.
Okay.
But she actually had her own comic book.
Yeah. So. Yeah, and after it came out, I was having a conversation with a friend of mine who, huge fan, Seth, and a huge fan of, you know, Marvel and whatnot.
Shout out to Seth!
Yes. And we were kind of wondering if, what's her name? Patsy, you know, the chick who's Jessica Jones' friend, the blonde, if she was a character in the Marvel Universe. And then we dropped the ball and went on with the different parlor conversation. And we didn't even look it up. Well, actually, recently, they actually had an issue number one of Patsy something. But it was Hellcat. And she was Hellcat, I guess. And she's been. And that's who she is. And so I'm speculating that within maybe, you know, this next few, whether it's probably not Daredevil, but maybe Iron Fist, maybe Jessica Jones 2, the Defenders, wherever. But she can come back as a hero or maybe a sidekick. Because that stuff that it was, you know, that she took, that pill, and the way she was knocked out, it's very possible that it was never fully out of her system because she didn't have to take the blue pill to calm her down. You know, she took the red pill to get the powers. Me and Seth, we were talking about it, and we were kind of thinking that it's Captain America Super Soldier Serum.
Super Soldier Serum, yeah.
Yeah, it was kind of like a knockoff, almost like a pill to be taken so that you can get those powers for a limited time. Because, you know, in the Marvel Universe, that's so much based around it. There's the Super Soldier Serum, you know? Yeah, I think it's even... I remember back in the 90s, it was for sure. I don't know if they're going to go this route or if they're still going this route, but Spider-Man, the spider that was being manipulated and having the scientific experiments done to it, were actually Super Soldier Serum to see what the effects would be on animals and what could happen with, like, you know, stuff with that, biology and stuff. But I remember reading watching Spider-Man 90s animated show, and it was talking about that because Peter Parker's dad was a part of that,
right?
And he was right there with, I think it was Tony Stark's dad. Yeah, yeah.
What was his dad's name?
Let's see, Anthony and his dad.
Oh well, it's not important.
Can't remember. Sorry.
If you know, hook us up and let us know.
Yep. Send us a comment, message, whatever.
Movies, of course, top of the list. Deadpool.
Deadpool. Yes.
Deadpool.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it. I got to see a couple weeks after it came out.
Okay.
Enjoyed it immensely.
Yeah. Yeah. I saw that great weekend. I think Thursday, I think it was. Yeah.
I did like how they actually used the word mutant.
Instead of
gifted or something like that.
Yeah, Miracle in the Marvel Cinematic Universe owned by Disney, they have to say Miracle, but because it's still Fox and still the X-Men, they're actually interconnected, of course.
They can say
mutant, which is cool.
Yeah, I was glad to see that. And that Brian Colossus. It's kind of this point I was hoping to see more X-Men. I have no idea who the teenage person was.
Yeah, Negasonic Teenage Warhead, I think it was.
A lot
of people have been talking about her now because of this, and people think that maybe she's gonna be a bigger part of the Marvel Universe right now because of the excitement over her and all this stuff. But I guess, yeah, she was some 90s comic, you know, or some 90s character that was in a couple issues here and there.
So they should have brought like someone like Jubilee.
Yeah,
that would be better, in my opinion. But yeah, I enjoyed it. When Wolverine 3 comes out, which will be Hugh Jackman's last, or the next Wolverine movie, be Hugh Jackman's last appearance as Wolverine.
Yeah.
Character. That one, before Deadpool came out, they already decided that Wolverine movie is going to have a rated R.
Yeah. And so, potentially the old man Logan storyline.
Yes. Yeah. That's the book.
But I remember actually in the movie, the second time we see, I think Deadpool goes to the X-Mansion and we see the Colossus and the Negasonic Teenage Warhead. He actually made a joke about it. He's like, "Where's really the X-Men? What, can we not afford them? You know, can we only afford two of you guys?" Yeah. So you know, they even, and that's the humor that I like occasionally with a Deadpool movie.
They break that fourth wall.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not a big Deadpool fan, but I thought the movie was good. Action was pretty cool. It was funny. So, and from the Deadpool fans, it's spot on, and they all love it. So, it's all that matters, I guess.
Yeah.
More comic book movies.
But I liked it. I'm looking forward to maybe, hopefully, another movie or two with Deadpool.
Yeah, could be. I mean, we at least should have at least one more, because at the end of the credits, spoiler alert, he mentions about Cable. Yeah. He even said, you know, we don't have him cast, but we're going to have him. So, and it's been different people. It's the old grumpy guy, the villain, essentially, from Avatar. He's put out his voice that, hey, he wants to be Cable. There's actually been, whether it's actual legitimate talks, but or just some fans being excited about it, but there's actually some woman, there's actually a chick, she wants to play it. I'm like, okay, I guess that's one way to show
on.
It.
Moving on.
Yeah.
Of course, big movie next that's coming out is Batman movie.
Yeah, the Superman movie. Superman. Batman versus Superman.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we got them both. We're going to have Wonder Woman, potentially Cyborg, and hopefully a lot more. It'd be cool. Yeah, that's going to be a big one. 27 days, 28 days or so.
Oh, that far away?
Well, it's the 24th. This is, what, the 27th March. Now. So, yeah.
Yeah, March, obviously, yeah.
So, three weeks or so, give or take. So, I'm freaking stoked for it. Yeah. And then the week before that will be Daredevil, I think. Yeah, the week before that, Daredevil will be coming out as well.
Okay,
so,
cool.
Yeah, this year is jam-packed full of superheroes.
And we'll cover all those later on as we get to them.
Yes, absolutely.
So what else we got, anything?
I was looking into video games right now. I think it was yesterday. Yeah, yesterday. Big, huge anniversary for Pokemon. It's the 20th anniversary. Unfortunately, I was hoping that they would go into I was hoping they would go more into Pokemon Go, which is the mobile game that they're going to have, which is connected with the GPS, so you can literally go around the world and you'll be pinged, you'll be notified of Pokemon that are wild and that you can catch. Other players who have the game, you can check to see, and you can battle them and trade and stuff. It's going to be really awesome. I'm excited
for it. Are you talking about real life going around
real
the
life.
World?
Yes, real life. There's going to be all kinds of fun stuff, because there's already a game like it. It's been successful by Niantic, I think it's called, their company. It's been huge success for them, and they decided to partner up, or Pokemon, yeah, Entertainment, decided to partner up with them and make this, like, Pokemon in the real life, essentially.
Huh.
So, yeah, I'm ecstatic for it. But, unfortunately, they didn't get into any of that. Maybe they will sometime this weekend. I don't know if it's a weekend-long thing or just one thing yesterday. But what they did go into was a brand-new game coming out. I believe it's November time. They said this Christmas season, holiday season. And I believe last time they said that it was around November, a little bit before Thanksgiving and stuff. So plenty of time for gift giving. But yeah, it's Pokemon Moon and Pokemon Sun. Brand new games. And
oh, sorry, I'm going to snore.
Not everyone's for Pokemon, I understand. But that's you know, yesterday was 20th anniversary, and I still remember, I was talking, because yesterday, or the day before that, we were talking to some friends, and I still remember playing it the first time. My brother, we got a Dratini and a Ponyta. Had no clue what the heck to do with them, these little Pokemon cards, and I think it was like a Leaf Energy. We're like, we don't know what to do with them, but sure, we'll do this, and mine fights yours, and then it just spiraled out of control. We got games all the time. I remember following my mom, you know, Game Boy in hand, following my mom around the grocery store. So, I'm excited for it. Love Pokemon. But for gaming, not a lot of news going on recently. Street Fighter V came out. Huge hit, of course. But this month, or March, almost this month, Fallout DLC is coming out. Battlefield DLC is coming out. And Mortal Kombat DLC is coming out. No big games, really. I think there's going to be maybe another beta run through of Division. But beyond that, it's mainly just DLC, from what I can tell. It might have been something I missed. But yeah, I was doing some research. And so there's just lots of DLC this time. So
yeah, we're about to wrap it up here. I got a couple science.
Yes, science things.
Since, you know, we're nerds, we like science.
Yes, absolutely.
Saw an article that bees and other pollinators are threatening foods like apples, berries, and even coffee.
They're threatening them?
Because they are dying off.
Yeah.
Due to...
The bees. Okay.
But it's not just the bees. It's birds, bats, butterflies, beetles.
All the bees. The three bees.
Lots of bees. Because they fertilize the flowers,
mm-hmm.
and they spread the pollen,
hmm.
which helps fertilize the flowers. So things like the flowers bloom, they turn into berries and apples and stuff like mm-hmm. this. So they're being killed off, pesticides, loss of habitat, because, you know, cities and communities are getting built all the time, so yeah. It takes place where bees can live. And of course, diseases, and they even point it to climate change.
Hmm.
So I know in my office, in the summertime, we leave the side door open, and we get swarmed with bees.
Really?
I mean, there's 10 or 12 bees come in the office every day.
Wow. And there's not even, like, flowers nearby.
No, and I've looked. I cannot find the nest. I don't know where it's at.
Really?
And I usually kill them.
Yeah.
So I may have to stop doing that. Because I didn't know that that was a big deal with the bees.
Yeah.
I heard the bee population dying down, yeah. but I didn't realize that it would affect the food chain. And it costs companies hundreds of billions of dollars in commerce. They lost money because, you know, apple orchards, you know, and they're recommending that they can plant strips of wildflowers along the fields to help.
Okay.
Because it helped draw the bees back. So it's something to think about.
Yeah.
Don't kill the bees. A couple little side funny things here. I had a choice here, this one, to talk about the Flying Spaghetti Monster Church.
Okay, yeah.
Or Batman steals $50 from tourists.
Okay.
So I took the Batman.
Okay.
Since we do with comics a lot.
Yeah.
In Times Square's a couple days ago in New York City, a pair of Irish tourists had stopped a gentleman in a Batman costume to say, hey, take pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And old Batman decided to try to steal $50 from him. Got himself arrested.
Oh, wow.
Apparently, this isn't the only time this type of thing happens. The New York Police Department have put out an extra additional 100 officers just in Times Square because of the crime rate that happens in there.
Huh.
And they have a lot of costumed people that are causing crimes.
Wow.
Hmm. Yep, that's about it.
You know, if it was Superman, it wouldn't be an issue.
I'm sure there's a Superman out there just as bad.
But speaking of space stuff, it's not the biggest, you know, thing to come out, not the biggest, you know, change for us as a society, but it's really stinking cool. Just recently, I think it was within the last 2 weeks, can't remember the exact details of it, but there was a satellite that rotates around Earth, of course, and it was actually taking pictures, and it took a picture of the moon. It actually had made its orbit, its course around the moon, but it was on the dark side of the moon.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really rare for us to get photos of it. And just recently, you can check it out. I would say probably NASA dark side of the moon photographs, and it'll probably be up there on the top a few listings. But maybe we'll share a link. But you know, it showed it, and you can clearly see it. It's not blacked out or nothing. You can clearly see. And it's just a darker side of the moon. You know?
Wow, imagine that.
Yeah.
It's a bunch of rocks.
no city, no aliens, no transformers, unfortunately.
No humans up there.
No.
Yeah.
Unless there's some good cloaking technology, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe the photograph's been, you know, tampered with, but.
Yeah, you know, NASA, they will censor it, yeah.
Yeah, at least what's blur it NASA out. Sent to them. Yeah, at least what NASA has released to the public, there's no indication of life on the dark side of the moon.
Do you believe in aliens? I think we've talked about this before or not.
I do believe that there's other life out there. I don't believe that we're the only planet that can sustain life and the vastness of the universe. I don't think that we're the only ones. That's my belief, at least. You know, I'm open to it. There's stuff, of course, all the time. You see pictures and video and stuff, but unfortunately, with just the way people's, you know, humor and wittiness, there's all kinds of photo editing stuff that people have done. Mm. To falsify it.
It's true.
But I think it's possible. I really do. You know, it's just the idea of how vast it is. And I've seen different pictures of just the known universe that we've seen. And it's still pretty much endless. And there has to be some life out there. I don't know. I just think
we can't be the only ones.
Yeah, that's my guess too.
No way.
I don't know if we'd make contact with them. I don't know if they made contact with us. That's for you.
Send us any alien DNA.
Nope.
I don't need that. I don't want any DNA.
Don't need that.
Well, I think that's about it for us today.
Yep, that's about it. So, yes, again, hit us up on Facebook, websites, all the good stuff, All Access Nerds. You heard it here first. Have a good one.
Go forth and do great things.